أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه كما أراد أما بعد. I know it's been an extremely long day, a very hot day, and a very very busy day here at Juma in this masjid. MashaAllah, I think we had at least over 2,000 to 2,500 people attend Juma. So alhamdulillah, a very blessed day as well. And with Taraweeh starting late, I know that we're all quite tired. So inshallah, just a few more moments of struggling as it was recited tonight, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا, that those who strive in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah undoubtedly helps them and enables them and grants them success. So inshallah, a few more minutes sitting here in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would receive huge amount of barakah and rewards from Allah, and perhaps these are the moments that will distinguish us from the people of Jannah and the people of Jahannam, and also from the lowest of heaven to the highest of heaven, inshaAllah al-Aziz. In spite of all of that, I can see from all of your faces that you're nevertheless tired and like, get on with the Imam Sahib. So what I will do is I'll try to keep this very short and brief, short and sweet as they say. And this is a very beautiful dua and a very powerful and a very comprehensive dua that I want to share with all of you today. Now generally, whenever we pray and call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have numerous amount of duas that we do. We ask for health, we ask for protection, we ask for provisions, we ask for wealth, we ask for removing of worry and sorrow and distress, as we talked about yesterday. We ask for the relief of debt and so many other things. And if we try to memorize each and every dua of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I think we'll have a very, very long list. You know, by the time the salah is finished, you'll be reading all those du'as, and the next salah will come and you'll still be reading all of the du'as, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for each and everything. So therefore, this du'a that I will share with you today is a du'a which encompasses, which covers all of the du'as that you can ever think of and imagine. And it was taught to us by none other than the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So the shortest, but the most potent and the most powerful du'a taught to us by the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So don't think it's going to be very long, it's just going to be literally one word. So if you can promise that you can learn one word tonight, then I'll let you go inshallah. So it's just literally one word. So this is one of the best words taught by the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So Abbas ibn Abd al-Muttalib, who was the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, allimni shay'an an as'aluhu Allah, that teach me something, i.e. a dua, that I can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from this, first and foremost, we learn the importance of always seeking different means and avenues to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes you ask your parents, mommy, daddy, please, and they say no, dafa'ala. And second time you ask him in a different way, you know, my beloved mama, I love you so much, etc., x, y, and z, and they still say no, dafa'ala. And then we try different ways and tariqah, and then finally we get whatever we want. So the sahaba ikram, they were always eager to get what they wanted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best of manners. So they were always concerned. So this is the uncle of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Abbas ibn Abd al-Muttalib, saying, Ya Rasulullah, allimni shay'an as'aluhu Allah. Teach me something that I can ask for from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, simply and very, very simply and concisely, as he was jawami'ul kalam, most comprehensive in his speech, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, Sal lillaha al-afiyah, that ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for one thing. What is that one thing he mentions? Al-afiyah. This is the one word I want you to remember tonight, and one word that I want you to keep repeating in each and every dua that you remember. Even if you don't remember all of the other duas that you've learned in this Ramadan or perhaps during your entire lifetime, if you forget all of those, just this one word would be sufficient for you and encompass all of the du'as. Imagine you go to a businessman or you go to any other person and they say, you can ask me anything. You'll think about, shall I ask him to pay off my debt, my mortgage, to fix my car, to put my children into grammar school, x, y. There's so many things that will go through your mind. But when you ask for this one thing, which is al-afiyah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or just afiyah, because al means the. So afiyah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will encompass and cover everything that you will ever need in the dunya and everything that you will ever need in the akhirah. So Sayyidina Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib, after asking the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam this particular question, he waited a few more days. You know, sometimes when somebody gives you very short advice, you think, no, there has to be more. And then you go back again. You know, somebody says to you, just do this, and like, what's going on? You know, and then I'll keep on seeing. So again, Sayyidina Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib, he went back to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam after a few days. It doesn't mean that he didn't believe him, but naturally, being the inquisitive person, he said, okay, let me go back again. So after a few days, he went and he asked the same question again. Ya Rasulullah, alimni shay'in an as'aluhu Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam again repeated the same answer. And he said, Sallillaha al-afiyah. And then he asked him a second time, and then a third time. And then the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam said, Ya Abbas, Ya Ammi Rasulullah, that, you know, you are my uncle. You are the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam. Ya Abbas, you know, oh sahabi, oh my dear uncle, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyah in the dunya and the akhirah, because there is nothing else that is better than this particular thing. So afiyah is the most comprehensive thing that you can ever ask for. So afiyah, what does it actually mean? It means to be saved from all and any afflictions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So afiyah is the shield. Afiyah is the source of protection given to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Protection from worry, from sadness, from grief, protection from financial loss, protection from anything personal that you can think of, protection from external things and how people can harm you and damage you and inflict pain upon you, protection inward and protection outwardly as well, protection in your dunya and protection in your grave and protection in the hereafter. So it is a comprehensive insurance, as they say. It covers you for every single thing. So this is what afiyah means, to be saved from all afflictions. To be healthy, that means you have afiyah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To have enough money means you have afiyah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To have a good life, or just life in general, means you have afiyah from Allah azza wa jal. To have children, for them to be protected, you have afiyah. To be forgiven and not being punished from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are in a state of afiyah. So afiyah basically means you asking Allah, oh Allah, protect me from each and everything, and grant me each and everything which is good for me. This is what afiyah means, and it originates from the word afa or afu, and it means safety, it means protection, it means peace, it means freedom from all illnesses. It's a very comprehensive word in Arabic, and you don't have the equivalent, one word equivalent in English, because it covers so many particular aspects. So all your problems, your worries, your calamities, your adversity, everything is contained within this, and afiyah gives you that protection in a comprehensive manner. So this is why the Prophet ﷺ, even though he came, the uncle came the second time and the third time, he said, no, just ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for al-afiyah. For afiyah, and that is all that you would ever need. It will suffice you for everything that you need in the dunya. It will suffice you for everything that you need in the hereafter. And a few days later, another Bedouin, an Arabi, he came to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he asked in a different manner. He said, ma afdalu du'a? What is the best du'a that I can ask? You know, we always say that what is the best way of doing this particular thing. So this individual, he asked again, what is the best du'a that I can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And again, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, sallillaha al-afiyah وَالْمُعَافَى فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. So again, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afiyah and mu'afa. Mu'afat is, again, another form or a greater form of afiyah, which is a form of protection from all forms of harm again. So the Bedouin, he came the second day and the third day, and again the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that if you have afiyah in your life, فَقَدْ أَفْلَتْ, that you have indeed succeeded in everything that you need to succeed in the dunya, and you will have indeed succeeded in everything in the hereafter. So you may remember some du'as which are long, other du'as which are difficult to memorize, but there's only one word that you have to memorize here in this du'a. If you learn this, it will suffice you for everything, will grant you success in your deen as well as your dunya and your akhirah, which is Allahumma inni as'aluka, which is what the normal dua that we always say, oh Allah, I ask you. We're asking for what? Al-Afiyah. You don't have to say it in Arabic, say it in Punjabi, Potwari, any particular language, Farsi, any language that you know, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, grant me Afiyah. That's all you need to ask for, and that will inshallah al-Aziz make you the most successful in your dunya and also in the hereafter. So please remember that one word, which is Afiyah. Don't just think, what's this one word going to do? This is the word that will give you everything that you need. And this was taught to the uncle of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, to always ask Allah for Afiyah. This will inshallah al-Aziz give you everything. Jazakumullahu khairan.